You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha firefighters battled a major blaze at a restaurant along the interstate this morning. Flames are seen covering Uncle Mike's Highway Pub. The fire appeared to consume the entire building. We're working on learning more about what happened. 42-year-old Danny Davis of Racine faces multiple felony charges, including armed burglary, false imprisonment, and endangering safety. Prosecutors said yesterday he held 9 hostages and fired shots at a home on Hamilton last week. Davis remains in custody on a $200,000 bond. Kenosha County Sheriff's Office investigators are leading the inquiry into the officer-involved shooting. Racine residents are invited to the Main Street Cop House Open House tomorrow. The event at 434 Main Street runs from 1 to 3. The open house offers a chance to meet officers and to learn more about the new downtown location. Racine County athletes are part of a spotlight story online today. On the Racine County Eye website today, read all about the 46 Racine County high school athletes who are receiving nearly $1.5 million in scholarships. Go deeper on local sports at racinecountyeye.com. And a Red Cross Sound the Alarm event is happening in Racine Saturday. It's part of a statewide effort to install 500 free smoke alarms. Volunteers will be going door to door, replacing outdated detectors and discussing fire safety. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a 1-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby Dee thanked the famous director for not casting him in The First Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for a while this morning, becoming mostly sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today, 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.